This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Much appreciation to Matt Burke, defense coordinator, for sitting down with us. Always a delight to talk to that man.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I say that like I've talked to him a lot. That was a good first time talking to him. I've listened to him a lot, and it's always fun hearing him. So appreciation to him. Let's get into our question of the day here. We've been kind of bouncing back and forth on the question of the day all week long, but we have a good opportunity to do that today, and it's inspired by a Houston Astro, that I wish was playing baseball right now, but nonetheless, a Houston Astro. Third baseman Isaac Paredes was still giving us a little bit of style in a different way yesterday. He was on live on social media, and what he was doing was getting his hair colored. He's here and getting a little bit of a bleach job, a little dye happening live in front of the people on the social media. And I feel like we're in agreement here on what kind of decision that is.
Yeah.
Just generally. Although he does work in one of those industries where you can get away with it, right? Like, this is something that is normal, just going and culling your hair.
Yeah, but if he's out and about, I think people are going to be saying, if they don't know him, like, what's going on over there? What's going on over there? Got the highlights working. Isn't that, like, early 90s?
I mean, to some degree,
yeah.
But I mean, especially with our brothers and sisters in Latinidad in baseball,
yep,
they like getting that color in there, switching it up, making it look
Martin
a little different.
Martin Maldonado was sporting that stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
For a while.
He put me to shame. That bright ass right. Green.
It was green, man. It was nasty.
100%. And so that got us thinking, what's a fashion decision that you made that you regretted? 713-572-4610.
All right, so in the 80s, you may not even remember this. You've seen, there was this big fad. They called them, and they were wildly colored, real baggy at the top thigh, and then they tapered down to your ankle. They were calling them weightlifting pants. And I went into a phase where I must have had six or seven of those suckers in my closet, and you're going everywhere in weightlifting pants. Probably not the best decision I ever made. Now that I look back at it, see some old pictures, I'm curious how many people remember those, because they had a shelf life of about 3 years, and that's it. They're gone.
Oh, yeah. I remember these joints. I remember seeing some of those.
Yeah.
But you invested heavily is really the issue. You didn't have any regret wearing them. You just had a lot of them, huh?
Yeah, I didn't have any regret wearing them until I realized this is kind of dumb.
What made it dumb, though? Like, hey, man.
They were stupid looking.
But they were trendy at the time.
They were like those pants. I'm trying to think of a good example of like an MTV video or something that that used them, but they were pretty wild.
What's MTV?
No,
I'm just kidding.
True.
I just wanted to make you feel low for a second.
True.
A good number of answers have come in already on the text line and on the YouTube page. From the 281, being a grown man and getting my ears pierced was an answer that was put up here. And yeah. Look, I'm a little scary just generally, like on the ears piercing thing. I feel like that's a level of pain that I don't want. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah. I've never wanted to do that, but I get it. I'm just laughing at my text that came in. This is always a bad decision. Or maybe like 2% of the time it's not a bad decision. Dude said he got his girlfriend talked him into having bangs.
Yeah.
Bangs are bad, man.
Yeah. And I do appreciate that in case you feel like that person did not realize that he was just caught up in the girlfriend telling him, he said he wore a hat for the next, what was that, 2 weeks that he said? Just straight. Yeah. He did not let anybody see the results of that particular decision.
Text board has it. The MC Hammer pants.
The Hammer pants?
That's what I wore.
Okay.
I wore those for about 3 years.
Yeah, because I was like, are we talking Zubaz? Because
no,
I did hear about, I know about Zubaz, but all right, Hammer pants. Ain't no shame in that.
It was a little bit.
Hey, MC Hammer was killing right there. Oh, wow. Yeah. This is a good answer from the 832. At 60 years old, tried skinny jeans.
Well, what's the body type? Because I
don't know that there's a good answer, because this is the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you 16 years old, peeling your pants off of yourself. You can having a mortgage and peeling your clothing off of yourself, that just can't be a good feeling.
Figgy, I'm curious on you, because you can sport a lot of different looks, but there's got to be something.
Yeah, I was trying to think, because I never wore anything that I regretted wearing. The only thing I could think of is one time I was trying to be fly and wear some type of dress shoes. Mm-hmm. With some, I think it was like some jeans or something like that. And my wife told me, hey, put some comfortable shoes on. And I'm like, I don't care. I look fly. Mm-hmm. Man, my toes was barking.
That is a great point.
I'm like, my toes is barking. I'm like, I regret wearing this. I should have just wore some sneakers like everybody else.
I never did this. I bet you Reggie did this.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing.
All right.
Did you ever wear the TJ Ford shorts?
Oh, the big shorts?
Yeah, all the way down to your ankles. All the way down to your ankles.
Oh, man.
Everybody had those shorts.
I think so.
Do you regret it?
I don't know. Actually, I never wore the ones that were all the way down to my ankles. I was a little bit more into moderation. I mean, the shorts were big back then.
Yeah. Now, everything was big back then. I had a size 42 jeans at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I had like a double XL polo shirt. And mind you, I was tiny.
That was me. That was mine that I was thinking of. And the same thing came in on the text line from the 346 who said they're 48. They went through the triple XL t-shirts, only 190. I was right in that. In fact, I was definitely not no 190. I'm like 190 now. I was I'm talking about 150s, 160s with these big old clothes on, just swimming in my own clothes, thinking that I look fly. Absolutely not.
I wonder if any of our listeners were ever in a goth mode. Because that's got to be, you got to regret that. When you went goth in high school or college.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got to regret that.
It's either you regret it or you're still goth right now. Like, those are the two options, I think, that you have there. Yeah. From the 504, wore my KDs to a wedding and Hey-Dos to a high school graduation. Oof. I mean, look, you're probably comfortable. I will say that. And so that's a check mark in your favor. I do wonder what the conversations were being had outside of your
earshot. The one thing I do regret is when I used to wear the do-rags. And used to have the flag hanging down in the back.
Do-rag with the flap out?
Yeah, nah, man, that look weird now, man.
Oh, man.
And we was going around like, that was a fashion statement.
Yeah.
It wasn't just let me cover my hair because my waves and all that stuff were wearing at night. We was wearing that color-coded with the outfit.
How about the crisscross pants?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The backwards?
Oh, wearing your clothes backwards?
I never did that.
Yeah, I'm a little too young for that one. 832, they said, let my mother put an S-curl on my hair in high school. Oh, I know those kids were merciless. I know those kids were getting after you.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Hoochie Daddy shorts. Okay, fair enough. Here's the thing, though. Anything like that where you're exposing more, if you got enough muscle, you could say that you don't regret it, because I feel like there was somebody that liked what they were seeing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's how you can make this work. 832 tried leather pants for a party, regretted wearing them till this day. Was it because the party went poorly, right? Like, was it that kind of situation where you was out there and the party went bad, and then you came back around and you were like, oh, so I have to live with this for the rest of my life?
Shaved head with a rat tail.
Oh, yeah.
That's regrettable.
I don't know that there was ever a time.
That's regrettable.
I had a rat tail when I was a kid, like kindergarten.
Yeah.
That was kind of a style during that time, though.
Hell, mullets were a style for a while. Like, a lot of people wore mullets, like, I guess, late 80s, early
90s. For a while. Hey, man, people are coming back with the mullet
now. Well, now they're kind of like...
Salute to Nick Russo.
It's a niche now. Nick Russo's got the mullet working. But
that's right.
For a while, a lot of people were wearing those mullets, man.
This is one of my favorites from the 281. Before they headed out to boot camp, they thought they'd be smart and preemptively shave their head. Arrived to boot camp and was harassed for weeks. that's how that goes. Like, that is the beauty of being in the armed forces. I have been told is that if there is anything that they could possibly make fun of you for,
they will.
And that is how camaraderie is built, I believe.
Yeah.
But going back to the Isak Paredes thing, like, obviously, it seems like the reporting around this Astros team with Isak is that we know this is significant to the point of, We're getting word that this is a team that is going to look for bats, right? We've talked about it. Hey, starting pitching, bats. They're leaning heavily into getting a bat, to the point where I've seen people kind of the rumors that are they in on the Eugenio Suarez, who is going to be the big ticket third baseman out there, and a little bit of a kind of I don't even know what to call this, right? It is a rumor kind of been thrown out there that there is an AL a player in the AL that the Astros are talking heavily about that has a no trade clause that would be willing to waive it for one team and one team alone, the Houston Astros. That makes you think, could it possibly be Carlos Correa? Would you be in on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely in on Carlos Correa. Probably third baseman, right? Given where the injury is, et cetera.
Depending, right? Like, when is Pena ready? Because if not, he could slide back into short.
Sure.
And you still have Dubon who can move around for you, especially if Bryce Matthews is continuing to be enough at second base, especially with the bat.
The other thing that's interesting to me about this rumport, whatever you want to call it.
Rumport. I kind of like that.
Whatever you want to call it. I think I'm very curious, is this a shift in their approach? Because post injury to Isak Paredes, because I would have guessed maybe pitching, but although pitcher, they got three pitchers, by the way, that are starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I forget the exact order, but it's Eric Geddy, Garcia, and J.P. France in Corpus Christi.
Yes.
So listening to us down in in the coastal bend.
Are they actually playing in Corpus or are they playing in El Paso?
I think they're playing in El Paso. But anyway, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're going back to back. That's kind of cool. So I don't know. Maybe they were counting on some pitching coming back because it seems like they are getting closer. We'll see if there's any setbacks. Sorry.
You did jinx it. Where's the wood that I can knock on out here?
Or all along have they been sort of looking for a bat and this sort of expedited it because there is an injury? That's one thought I had. The second thought I had, I mentioned to you in the break, if they're going for a third baseman, a guy that can play third base, et cetera, it kind of tells me that Paredes is out, like out for a good chunk of time.
Yeah, which is that's another concern, especially as he's been so damn good for you. I think to your question, I think it's probably a little bit of both, which, of course, thank you, Reggie, for riding the fence. But no, we have reporting dating weeks back that the Astros have been telling teams that they are looking for a left-handed bat. So I do think that has just been there. That has been something that they're looking at. But I think that them believing what they believe when it comes to the rehab and those, I think they've seen the process, sending guys to Florida and now having guys like at Corpus and doing these other things rehab-wise. I think they're seeing that there's enough guys that some of them should be returning within the coming weeks and, you know, providing that reinforcement, that support for your starting rotation. So excited to see as we're within a week, right, of the MLB trade deadline. Next week will be very, very interesting. In fact, the weekend could be very, very interesting. Yeah. We already have some moves happening,
by the way,
in baseball.
Visor upside down.
by a guy Houston on the text line. Yeah. I think that's the hotness. I'm sorry. You're not going to tell me that's messed
up.
Well,
this one, there's no way in hell that in the moment, in real time, you didn't know this was a bad decision. A male romper.
You know what's funny? I remember when that was when people were talking. Figgy, you remember when people were talking about this on social media? What was that, like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
I wanted to get one.
Oh,
I never actually
because
did.
You knew better.
I'm still open to the idea. The only thing, you know what? You want to know the thing that absolutely was the big hurdle on Reginald Atitula romper wearer? What I'm going to do when I go to the restroom? Fully disrobe?
Yeah, just
like, you want me just cheeks out?
The practicality of it all.
I can't be cheeks out in the restroom. Man.
Yeah, the only time I thought about getting one, I have to go on a vacation overseas somewhere at like a fly beach or something. It got to be one. It got to be like a silky ass romper or something. That's the only way. I'm not going around here wearing a romper.
Eventually, I think I might take the leap and give it a shot. We'll see. But there you go. That's our question of the day here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Sally asks, can Correa play second base? I know he could play third.
He can play first base.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of having your super utility man, Dubon. And, like, shout out to all the various guys who have constantly been in all these various places. Yes, 832 Mariners did add first baseman Josh Naylor from the Diamondbacks just yesterday via trade. So things are already moving and shaking. We will be keeping an eye on that as the Astros. It is that hot time for a team that is really high up in the AL and trying to put themselves in a position to not just contend for a, you know, to get into the playoffs, but to contend for World Series. All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. I am looking directly at a man that we're always excited to see.
Thank you.
On a Friday. Not you.
Oh.
God. I'm looking at Beat Scott. So coming up next, let's go around the NFL as camp continues to provide all the way around the National Football League, and we will be joined by Brandon K. Scott. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.